I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, drinking with Steelers Nation from Alaska to Aruba. But first, the NBA season opener is still more than a week away, and Chicago star Derrick Rose is already making a splash with his preseason play. On Tuesday, Rose played his first home game in 17 months, and he scored 22 points in 22 minutes. Casey Johnson covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune. Casey, how did Bulls fans respond to Rose's return?
Pretty much how they've responded throughout this guy's career, with quite a bit of love. This is a local product who has done good, grew up on Chicago's south side, attended Simeon High School here in Chicago, and has just really handled himself throughout his young NBA career with a lot of class and skill. That dynamic was called into question a little bit last season with his decision to sit out the entire season following left ACL repair surgery.
The injury occurred back on April 28, 2012. Doctors, coaches, and fans all expected Rose to return for the playoffs last season. He didn't, of course. What took so long?
He and his camp made a strategic decision to sit out the season for the longevity of his career, and they thought that was the best thing not only for himself but also the future of the organization. This is a kid who just turned 25, who cares deeply about returning the Bulls to championship status. And, you know, he didn't listen to the noise around him. There was quite a bit of clamoring for him to return, and he listened to his body and to the people around him and his own voice, and did what he thought was best for not only his long-term future but also the long-term future of the franchise.
At one point last season, Rose said that he wouldn't come back until he could comfortably dunk off his left foot. So I can't help myself. Did he dunk off his left foot the other night?
He has dunked off 2 feet. We have yet to see a one-foot dunk. I will say that the message was not always delivered well last season, and that's where fans expressed quite a bit of frustration. It was a public relations nightmare at times for both the Rose camp and also the Bulls. He was still always leaving open a crack of possibility for him to return. Now, those of us who are on the team on a daily basis knew that that was a very, very slim chance. However, they never came out and unequivocally stated that, and that's why the story kind of lingered and took so many twists and turns last season, and quite frankly, ended up being fairly exhausting to cover and also exhausting to experience from their perspective.
Well, as you suggest, it became a huge story, much larger than most injury stories, and there are at least two ways to look at Rose's long recovery. Some have suggested he was selfish to deny his teammates and fans a chance to get deeper into the playoffs last year. Others were pleased to see an athlete stand up to the pressure when his health was concerned. Where do you fall in that debate?
I was always strongly on Rose's side of this decision. The simplistic short answer would be six words. It's his body, his career, his decision. But I never heard one bit of pushback from his teammates or coaches or executives. They all supported his decision. This is a guy who's humble by nature. He's a very team-first player. He's got the skill to be an individualistic player. However, he always puts the team first. He's an incredibly hard worker in practice and constantly gives credits to his teammates. So this is a guy who's very well respected within the locker room. And if I had heard pushback from teammates, my opinion might have been otherwise. However, I was always strongly in support of the decision that Derrick made.
Given the long period of recovery, and I assume, based on the evidence, a successful recovery, are the Bulls championship caliber this year?
They need to stay healthy. That's been the bane of their existence, their playoff existence or lack thereof over the past few seasons. They were able to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost one of their main players to a broken leg, Omer Asik, who has since moved on to the Houston Rockets. And then Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose suffered injuries during the playoffs of 2012. And then last season, obviously, Derrick sat out all season. So if they are healthy, they are certainly a contender for the Miami Heat's throne. But until LeBron James decides to give up that throne, it took Michael Jordan several years to do so here in Chicago, it's still Miami's title to lose.
Casey Johnson covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune. Casey, thank you very much for joining me.
Appreciate you having me on.